From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. On a day when a historic restaurant in Miami's Liberty City that played a role in helping to integrate restaurants during the Civil Rights era is closing, comes a look back at what it was like 50 years ago in what was known as the Freedom Summer in Mississippi. Now, we do have an extended look at Jumbo's restaurant, that's the restaurant I'm talking about, and its significance coming up very shortly at 4:30. But back to the Freedom Summer and the move to get blacks registered to vote in the South. Thousands of locals and out-of-state volunteers canvassed areas to register voters. Robert Moses was one of the organizers, and he says social groups united around that very cause, voting rights.
Actually, Freedom Summer became a place where many of these groups could find sustenance, because no one really wanted to own Freedom Summer, all those white volunteers who came down and did that work.
He's speaking tonight about lessons from the Civil Rights era. It begins at 6 p.m. tonight at Florida New Majority. That's 8330 Biscayne Boulevard. And don't forget the look back at Jumbo's restaurant and why it survived riots. That's in just about 20 minutes. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?